Well, it's an exciting day for the Broncos. For me to be able to stand up here and introduce Bradley Chubb to you, who we, as we talked about last night, we're thrilled that he fell to us at five. It was going to be a tremendous compliment to what we already have, and really feel that he's got a tremendous career. So we're really excited about Bradley. I'd like to introduce his parents. His parents are here, his mom and dad, Aaron, and his mother, Stacy, are here, as well as his brother, Brandon. I'd like to welcome them to the Mile High City. And just a couple notes on Bradley. He broke Mario Williams' North Carolina State records with 26 career sacks and 60 tackles for loss. And somebody that we really feel like is going to be a tremendous compliment, as we talked about last night with Vaughn and Shaq and Shane Ray. So you never have enough good pass rushes, and we've got another good pass rusher, but also a really good football player. And I think what you'll really like about Bradley is not only his ability on a field, but also the way he goes about playing the game. And that is really what we're excited about, because I think it's contagious, and he'll really, really rub off on the other guys that we have on this football team. So without further ado, I'll introduce Bradley Chubb.
How y'all doing? First off, I just want to thank the Bolin family for giving me this opportunity to be here. Mr. Ellis for seeing it in me. And then, of course, Mr. Elway and his staff. I'm excited to get to work with all these great people, great players. Getting excited to work with Coach Joseph as well, so, and his entire staff. So I'm just looking forward to it. I'm glad to be here.
Yeah, Bradley, can you just give us what your schedule was like starting today?
Yes. I mean, I woke up around 9 o'clock and had breakfast with my guy Ray, and then had my family and stuff come and fly in, and just got here, had lunch, and just walked around the facility meeting everybody and just shaking hands.
Bradley, when you got to North Carolina State, you put on about 45 pounds, I think. Do you feel like you're going to have to lose some weight now? Vance Joseph saying that you'll probably play that outside linebacker spot.
I don't feel like I'm going to have to lose a lot of weight. I'm about 268 right now, so I feel like it's a good weight for me, even if I am playing linebacker or whatever. So I'm just excited to get to work, though.
Bradley, how would you describe yourself as a pass rusher, and where did that kind of relentless motor come from that we don't always see from that position?
Like you said, I would describe myself as relentless. I mean, that motor came from just always wanting to make plays, always wanting to be around the ball. And I'm just it's just something that I was raised that if I'm going to do it, I'm going to do it 100%. So that's my mindset every time I step on the field. And I feel like I bring that into the pass rush game as well.
Hey, Bradley, have you seen Von Miller's reaction video to your draft pick, to your selection? What did you think of it? And then what is it going to be like to play with him, and what do you think the two of you guys can accomplish together?
I saw the video. Somebody showed me during a press conference yesterday, actually, and it was pretty cool to see him, actually happy like that. And I'm looking forward to working with him, not only him, but Shaq and Shane as well. So just different things we all can do. Like he said, you can't have enough pass rushers. So just all getting us on the field and just making plays.
Brad, I know you got caught swiping some towels from some quarterbacks in college a little bit. Can you tell us how much of your game is mental, getting into the quarterback's head, as you get to him?
I mean, the whole game is mental, I feel like. I just do, like you said, different things to get in their head. But if I'm consistently on his neck and breathing on him the whole time, that's in his head as well. So just doing different things, like getting after him, just silly stuff like the towel thing as well. But always just like he said, just being relentless and making sure that he knows I'm there.
Bradley, I'm sure just like every other player, you dreamed about this moment. What was the reality moment that I am an NFL player? Was it when you got that call, maybe when you arrived here, or maybe it's going to take to get out on the field?
Yeah, I think it's going to take to get out on the field. I mean, it's still having all this and doing all the things yesterday and meeting everybody today, it really still hasn't sunk in that I'm living out my dream of playing in the NFL. So I feel like when I hit the field and get around the guys, that's really when it's going to hit me. But right now, my emotions, I'm just so excited right now, I can't really put it into words, really.
Bradley, like you said, you're coming into a room with Von Miller, Shane Ray, Shaq Barrett. What is your biggest strength you think that you're bringing into that room?
The ability to learn from those guys. I mean, I'm going to be a sponge when I get here, just soak up everything that they have because all of them do it at a high level. And so me being a rookie, I'm not going to think I'm above anybody, or just because I'm a high pick, I'm not going to think I'm above or on the same level as anybody. I'm gonna just come in and work, and whatever they have to teach me, I'm going to learn from it and hopefully be one of the best players.
Bradley, you said you were surprised last night that it was the Broncos. Did you see it was at the 303 area code that came up? And have you ever been to Colorado?
Yeah, I actually tweeted out a picture from 2011. Me and my brother on the Mile High steps downtown. We came on a family trip with my mom. She was on business. And I saw the 303 area code, and I tapped my mom right away. I was like, this is it. My dad was right next to me as well, my brother too. I was like, this is it. Pick up the phone and hugging them as I was on the call. And it was a special moment.
Bradley, you were a stand-up outside linebacker early in your career at State. So even though it's a different scheme, what, if anything, can you take from that going back to more of a stand-up role with the Broncos?
These past couple years, I stood up a lot as well. So, I mean, I'm used to standing up. I'm used to being hand in the dirt as well. So I feel like I bring a lot of versatility to this team if they want to have me standing up or have me down in the three-point. So I feel like these past 2 years have helped me out a lot with that, being able to drop and come and rush out of a two-point as well. So I'm excited to get to work here.
Bradley, you come from a pretty special family. What does it mean to you to be a Chubb?
It means the world to me. I mean, I feel like growing up, my dad would make sure that he held us to a higher standard than everybody else around us. And so I feel like that helped me, not only me, but my brother as well, into be great men. And so I feel like being a Chubb is something different, and I got to have a higher expectation for myself and for future generations to come as well.
Bradley, being a top five pick, the expectation is that you'll have an immediate impact on this club. Mm-hmm. Is that the expectations you've set on yourself to be a rookie and to be contributing right away?
Yeah, I just want to get on the field and do whatever this team needs me to do, whether it be starting, whether it be coming off the sideline. I'm ready to do whatever. Like I said, there's a lot of great players already in this organization, so whatever I need to do to make an impact, that's what I'm willing to do.
Yeah, Bradley, anybody besides Vaughn has reached out?
Yeah, I mean, I got Derek Wolf reached out, Chris Harris reached out, Vaughn, of course, Shane reached out. I still haven't checked like half of my messages because my phone froze yesterday from getting all the notifications. So there's probably some more people in there, so I'll find out later today.
Anything else? Last one, Mike?
You going to do any lobbying to try and get Nick here?
I mean, hey, I'm going to leave that to them, but if you want two Chubbs and two great people, great players, then I feel like it's a good decision.